Hi, this is Sean Sutner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. I'm here at the Connected Health 2016 Symposium in Boston. I'm here with Randy Hamlin, Vice President of Philips Healthcare and Segment Leader, Point of Care. He's giving a keynote at this conference, and he's going to talk about digital health and innovations and the rise of BYOD. So, Randy, could you tell our readers a little bit about this?
Yeah, hi, Sean. Thanks. I'll be speaking today about how digital healthcare devices, connected devices, have an opportunity to really transform healthcare. Healthcare obviously is in a tough state in terms of looking for more innovative solutions to improve quality care, lower costs, and improve patient satisfaction. Those are the key drivers. And I'll be talking today about the advent of how wearables and medical-grade wearables, and also even moving into the diagnostic space, smart devices are really emerging as a technology that are really, I think, have a tremendous impact on healthcare.
Could you talk a little bit about the new wave of mHealth devices, you know, bringing care beyond hospital walls that are kind of used in the clinical setting? Perhaps might be class one devices, but also class two?
Yeah, that's a good question. What's happening is in order to address this concern with healthcare cost, patient care is moving outside the hospital walls into lower cost environments, which is then driving the need to have devices, both you could argue consumable devices, class one devices, mm-hmm. but also diagnostic devices now out into the periphery where they haven't been before, which is creating the opportunity for, I think, innovative solutions. So we see, for example, moving even into the home eventually, right? And and that is looking at, in our case, looking at diagnostic devices that can be in the hands of physicians who are visiting patients at home in lower cost settings, or even monitoring patients with devices. But the key thing there, of course, is you've got to have it connected, and that's one of the key challenges.
Sure. I think you were referring indirectly to Lumify, your sort of portable mobile ultrasound. We can talk about that in a couple of minutes. So how are wearables and mHealth devices shaping the entire or reshaping the entire healthcare industry now?
Yeah, I think if you look at that space, I don't think we have a technology problem. We have a lot of wearables. I was at the Consumer Electronics Show this year, and virtually 1,000 companies producing wearables of some various kinds. Quantifying the self, right? We're getting a lot of data.
Sure.
And here's the key. All that data has got to go somewhere to be of relevance, because if it stands just with the consumer, then it doesn't have the impact. And so what we're seeing is a transition, I believe, where we're going from a technology problem to a policy and a behavior change. And that's where, if you look at adoption and real benefit to these wearables, mm-hmm. you're going to have to see policy and behavior changes. The technology is fast approaching the place where it needs to be to make an impact.
So I assume you guys, you and other device vendors have great software that goes along with these devices, population health, analytics. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and Philips has been in, you can argue, the wearable business for a couple decades now with its Lifeline, following in with a pendant for falls. And we have analytics associated with that look at the behavior of that elderly person at home to look at predictive care. And that's really where the benefit is. If you're not reacting to a crisis or a chronic event, but being able to look at healthy living and monitoring that and predicting when something may happen and intervening, that's where the real value is. And so Philips definitely sees the vision of its wearable technology, starting with a Lifeline product really years ago.
Great. Can you also talk about digital innovations that are helping create, you know, care coordination teams, holistic care teams, and not the old model of, you know, the doctor will see you now?
Yeah, and I'll go back to the example of Lifeline, because this is the care coordination, and it's looking at the software that you can access for the family, as well as the caring physician, have access to the information. And so this ecosystem of information, I think, is powerful, right? Because I think it has to be this partnership between the consumer / patient and family and the care providers and the payers. I mean, this is that ecosystem. And that's a great example, actually, of Lifeline.
So how do the payers come into it in terms of devices?
Yeah, I think it comes to outcomes, of course, right? Devices are not only as good as the data they collect and the analysis and the benefit they can provide. So we believe at Philips with our health suite, we have this architecture. It allows us to connect multiple devices and bring in the analytics part to this. Because ultimately, that's the gold. That's the gold here, is data that you can look at as predictive and comprehensive to be able to treat the patient.
Okay, so if we can finish up talking about your pretty new ultrasound, portable ultrasound device, Lumify. It's a pretty cool-looking object. I'm looking at it right now. It just hooks up to a mobile device and works, Android device, and it's for clinicians, right?
Yes.
And so talk about it a little, please.
This product was designed to improve access to care, and this is exactly the model that we've been talking about, where more and more patients are touched outside of the walls of the hospital, which is demanding for different solutions. So we came up with Lumify. It's a highly portable, as you said. It connects to an Android family of smart devices. You download an app from Google Play, and the transducer is sent to the physician. This physician can then have ultrasound if they visit a patient at the home or at the office or clinic. No matter wherever that patient and clinician are interacting, that's where ultrasound can be. And I'll give you an example. Even we have a sports medicine doctor who takes it with him to visit a team because he's a team doctor. He's down on the soccer field with ultrasound, and that's unheard of. But that's what opens up this opportunity, I think, to improve access to healthcare.
But I understand this system doesn't yet work with pregnant women. Well, might it someday?
So it does in the hands of OBGYN. Yeah, you can scan. We have transducers that support OBGYN, abdominal imaging, cardiac imaging we just came out with now. So we cover nearly the full gamut of clinical spaces for ultrasound with this device. It doesn't have the depth that it doesn't of a traditional ultrasound cart-based system, because those systems have lots of analytics, reports, calculations. This is intended to be like the tablet compared to your laptop. It does a lot of the same thing. But yet, when you do a lot of content, you'll do it on your laptop. If you have a lot of content reports you want to create with ultrasound, you'll do it on a cart system. You'll use Lumify, however, when you need something highly portable, diagnostic, and does the basics of an ultrasound.
Well, that is really cool, and that was really a stimulating discussion. So thanks for being with Search Health IT, Randy Hamlin of Philips.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Sean.